Al-Qaeda has largely been decimated with drone strikes and, of course, the death of Osama bin Laden. But the White House is still holding secret meetings to talk about the group's threat in North Africa. And joining us live now in the studio to talk more about it is WTOP National Security Correspondent J.J. Green. J.J., talk a little bit about this affiliate of Al-Qaeda that has the White House concerned. Who are they?
The group is based in Mali. It was formed in 1999 under another name. It's morphed several times, but it's still an Islamist militant organization. It started out trying to overthrow the Algerian government and institute an Islamic state there. A recent coup in Mali has generated some new concerns about them. There are hundreds of members in this group, some say up to several thousand. They've launched attacks on the government. They've kidnapped people. They've charged ransoms. They've actually killed some of the people they've kidnapped. They're one of the best financed members of the Al-Qaeda family. And the biggest problem with this organization is that some U.S. intelligence officials believe they operate outside of Mali. So that's a real concern at this point.
What is the White House saying about this report of meetings? Are they happening?
Well, yes. But that's not unusual. A spokesman from the National Security Council communicated with me this morning saying it shouldn't come as a surprise that the White House holds meetings on a variety of topics, and quoting here, including a number of counterterrorism issues. The president has been clear about his goal to destroy Al-Qaeda's network, and we work, this is a quote, toward that goal every day. But they say they won't get into details about what kind of specifics or anything regarding policy prescriptions on this.
And these meetings were taking place before the attack on the U.S. compounds in Libya.
Yeah. Yeah, this group is not, it didn't just become a problem
right
after, when Libya broke out. This group has been a problem for a while. And the reason for it is because it's been gaining strength. It's been gaining financing and attention. And a big part of the problem right now for this organization, for the U.S. and the rest of the world, as far as this organization goes, is ungoverned space. They now have ungoverned space that they control. And this is the thing that most fears most Western countries, is because they can plan terror attacks with impunity. Essentially, they can train and launch those terror attacks against Western countries from those places.
As another offshoot, should we consider the rising of this group to be an indicator that Al-Qaeda is bouncing back overall?
Yeah, no, there's no question about it. Al-Qaeda is bouncing back, but the question is how high will they bounce before they're taken down? Because in the past, one of the big problems has been, for instance, with Al-Qaeda in the Arabian Peninsula, they got too well organized before they were essentially brought under the microscope and taken to task in a very serious way.
All right, JJ, thank you so much. Good information. WTOP National Security Correspondent JJ Green.